Philosophers and warriors. To create and invent, we have to stop being scared of poverty. We can only invent in peace, and that requires courage. Fear really is the mind killer, but it is also true that we are all warriors. There are many things we can do in life to become courageous. We can listen to great books, take to great adventures, become observers of the world, or set up a cabin by a pond, ensure biscuit and tea, and write to become the great American philosopher. Sometimes a lawn makes for a great pond, and thus our lonesome apartment too can serve as a proper cabin by the Walden Pond. Courage must come first. This is very sad in a way, but overall, courage is good for us. Aside from helping with invention, it is great for little adventures, petting large animals, or getting into mediocre books. What is worse is that people like teachers will unknowingly destroy genius, creativity, invention, and force students into memorizing. Whether they know it or not, we can't let anybody rob us of our genius. School is just a drop in the ocean of life, but it can trick us into thinking that we aren't smart if we let it. We are supposed to invent and become independent from the rest of the world. I remember in my Plymouth High School, there was a drawing made with markers, and it seemed so perfect that it made me feel stupid. I thought to myself, I could never create something like this. I will never be accepted into college. College is not for me. The marker lines didn't overlap. The colors were amazing, and the portrait was beautiful. I lacked wisdom and courage of invention. I lacked the courage to say, I will invent my way to this, which I did later on in life. Back then, I still didn't get around to contemplating talent, so I thought it was something people are born with. But it is stupid to think that someone is born with the ability to kick ass at markers. We are risen apes, not fallen angels. I never lacked courage for standing up for what was right, because I could see and feel that bullies were evil. I dropped out of high school the moment the biology teacher said weed is an herb. I didn't need to hear more. Here was the first time I faced a true enemy that truly outranked me. The guidance counselor. Ugh. He told me I would never be anything in life. Who the heck says such things? That's literally proof that I shouldn't be in that school. I'm pretty sure my complaint started an investigation, because when I showed up at adult ed, they were already waiting for me. There was a coffee shop nearby, and the teenagers there were completely out of control. But to me, they were just crazy. They were not evil. They would do no harm. I remember sitting on the couch and looking up. Someone took the ceiling panes home and used them as canvas. There was a panel with electronics on it, and what clearly looked like watercolors. It looked amazing. It was the kids that were there. They painted them, the supposed troublemakers. A 29-year-old woman showed up one time. I called her Wendy. I immediately warned the main troublemaker to be kind to her. She looked at me and said, "Oh, so this is the bad boy," pointing at him. He told her that he would only cause trouble because of his mom. On second thought, The teenagers at the brouhaha, they were all angels. Our world ended when the brew closed. We all immediately grew up to become philosophers. Everywhere I went was crawling with philosophers, with people who had great courage, with warriors. I had to make a stop to get good at programming. This was before my first job, which required it. My parents, of course, complained. We have to be courageous. And when we see there is no other way, then we must learn to practice what has been called a fine disregard for rule. Be it teachers, parents, schools, bullies, we must retain our integrity and protect our genius. Bad people and those who are misled into doing wrong things always lose. Always. They become crappy stories of growing up and what not to do. Being courageous and protecting our genius clears the mind. It helps us unplug from the errors in other people's heads. We must courageously push all the unimportant and frightening and even ordinary things back. We are each a powerful genius. All we need is a couple of hundred narrated books at the library to get started. Once our wisdom ignites, there is no telling what heights we will reach.